So the next chunk of Tzliya, we've alluded to some of these issues, but the next part of Tzliya is this Mishnah, okay? Because the last part of the Gemara Mem Vav deals with martial law, which itself is interesting, but yeah, martial law. We don't have to do the whole Mishnah, but the Mishnah it's a funny Mishnah. I just want to focus on the part that's relevant to what we need to take up. So what does the Mishnah say? The first part. Okay, so what do you do? The beam. The beam part, the vertical part of the gallows. You stick it into the ground, okay?
And he eats yotzeh. There's some sort of tree sticking out, tree-like thing sticking out.
No, what do you mean? No, what does that mean?
The branch or the wood or the tree is sticking out.
Wait, so there you go. So you have like this way, and then you have this. So right, so you have a vertical part and a horizontal part, right? And it's dug into the ground. So the Mishnah is actually describing for us what the gallows would look like. Okay. My favorite part, right? So what would they do?
Two hands, you put some one on top of the other, probably more like this.
Right. On top, no, on top of the, it's actually on top of the horizontal part. Okay, so they would one arm this way, one arm this way, on top of the horizontal part. You wouldn't hang him by his neck because he's dead. Now, what does Rav Yossi say? Osin, very graphic imagery, by the way, right? Okay, with the butchers, it's not, hanging up like the butchers do. But what's Rav Yossi saying? What's his position? Meaning, what's not done to it?
It's not
stuck in the ground, right? Talk about a detail that seems so unimportant. Like, who cares? Right, I know what I was going to say, but the Mishnah, like, oh, what do we care? Who cares if the gallows are stuck in the ground or not? And if anything, which makes more sense from an efficiency standpoint?
Stuck in the ground.
Well, it's stuck in the ground. You don't want to start. Then the Mishnah says, "Umatirna somiyad." Right? Amazing. So now the Mishnah says, "Thank you." Now the Mishnah says what? What was it? Umatirna somiyad. What does that mean? Right, immediately untie him. I mean, he's never up there. The corpse is never up there for more than... Now, you have to know, I don't know if we got to the Gemara, but it was one... Right, it is, because when did they do it?
Right before Shkia.
And we know there's an Isser to do what? Right, so that's why he was up for, like, a second, which is odd. Okay, keep going.
This is a lot of work.
You're bringing up a good point. Doesn't that reflect, that, like I told you, the tension this Gemara deals with, Chazal dealing with, is they have to figure out a way how to resolve this idea of kavod ames, which is an overarching, intrinsic idea in Torah, and this mitzvah, which seems to undermine it.
But we want it to be ahead.
I'm just saying, if you think about it, because even the very fact that, in other words, it's not about... That's the mistake you're making. It's not about the corpse being up for people to see constantly. It's about the very fact that we're, in a sense, we're removing this from the area of kavod ames. That one, the very fact you take the corpse and hang it up alone, that's a deterrent. Exactly. You're right, but even the knowledge of that halacha per se, you're right. It would really have a greater effect on the people who were there. But I'm saying that concept, it's like, what do you call it? It's like, I mean... Did you know, I'm pretty sure this is Chazal's, I mean, Chazal's being very liberal here, meaning the Torah is not clear about this being done by Shkia. I think, this is up to Chazal. I'm saying this, they have a lot of, this is up for them to work out. There's no problem. You're not over an Isser. I don't think you're over an Isser if you hung the corpse up, let's say, at 12 noon. You know what I mean? There's no Isser there, and left it there till Shkia. Right, so if he leaves it up there, kikavor tikvarenim, kikilas elhem taloi, right? So if you leave it out, if you allow the corpse to be out for a long period of time, which really means overnight, are you over an isser? Okay? Keep going. Kolomar. Benibs Hashem Shemayim Mishalo. Okay. Fine. The next part we don't really, it's not our concern. Let's go to the Gemara, okay? So what does the Gemara say? The Akar Kach. Mamitin Oso. Yeah, Oso. Interesting. So funny, Havi Maskana here. Very odd. So the Gemara says, what would you have thought? This is getting to what you were saying, Asher. The Gemara is saying that Tliya sounds like kill him by hanging him, right? So, yeah. In other words, Ela Nemar, there's a fat Ilu Nemar Chait Visalisa. If it would have said he commits a sin and then we hang him, so then what you would think is you hang him in order to kill him, okay? But it doesn't say that. The Torah says Vihumas Visalisa. The Habina is that for some reason the Gemara is telling you, what would you? Why is that the Gemara have to tell this to us? I mean, that's the real question. Because you would have thought if it just said Chait Visalisa, so you hang the guy sins and there's some type of hanging of him. And whether that means it produces his death immediately, or they hang him and then kill him, either way, well, the point is the hanging precedes the death. But the fact that the Torah says v'humas v'salisa teaches you no, he's dead, and then you hang him up. Who cares? What does the Gemara have to tell us for? In other words, forget the technicality of skila. What would you have thought? I think the biases we have are not actually incorrect biases because. Yeah, Taliyah is used for what purpose normally, right? Well, right, but it's a punishment of the guy. In other words, how do you punish? Let's say a guy who does X, you cut off his head. How do you punish that guy? Right, you hang him. I mean, the hanging is punishing the guy, right? You would think that's normally how we look at Taliyah. It's a punishment of the gavra, but here that's not what's happening, right? And that's why it's. I mean. I'm not sure how much the Gemara is appealing to the way the average person looks at this, but I think some guys mentioned this here initially, like, why would we punish the guy by hanging him up? We can't punish a guy who's dead by hanging up the corpse, because he's dead. You know, there's no punishment of him. So therefore, right, exactly. In other words, it is built into Skila, right, but its purpose is really to be a deterrent, right, which leads to the next point in the Gemara. But that's its function. So it's trying to show you that they're taking something that normally society would look at as a method of punishment of somebody, and they're reconstructing it as a deterrent, right? Taking out of the realm of onus for the chetz. So you're right. You're right. The way you put it is correct. Okay? Okay. Amazing. Wait. So you wait until Shkia. Okay? So, you know, they look at their non-clocks, right? They wait around till close to Shkia. Now, what do they do? Okay, so then the gavel goes down. Okay, so they really push the case as late. In other words, the docket. Let's say Granik's up for a potential skila. So we don't take the case until, let's say, Shkia is at 7:30 until around 6:00. As we take the case, actually, no, I take it earlier because Drisha Chakira takes time. But let's say, so we want to make sure the Gemar Din, right, doesn't take place until as close to Shkia as possible. Keep going. It's an unbelievable idea. It's my favorite. That's even crazier, right? I mean, that's like the craziest point. Like, one guy actually, as one guy's tying up one hand, right? You know, the other guy's untying. Okay. We have to answer Granik's point a little clearer, right? There's something we have to add to. I can answer it. I mean, to make you feel a little bit better, right? But clearly, we know one thing for sure. This isn't going to be a practical deterrent. That's for sure. In order for this to be a practical deterrent, what's required? It had to be displayed for an extended period of time. So, what is the deterrent then? I mean, it's definitely a deterrent. What's the deterrent here then? In other words, what are you doing here? Right, I'm going to say this carefully. What are you doing by allowing Tliya to emerge? See, it's more than... I'm misleading you when I call attention. It is attention, but it's more than attention. What are you doing? What's Chazal mandating you do?
It's not enough that this person dies.
That, I think, is what's going to produce a deterrent. It's like people are going to say, wow, you're over Nisser. I'm serious. In other words, the way the deterrent would work is that there's a certain halakhic norm, right? People have a very difficult time, we should know this by now, have a very difficult time when there's a halakhic norm. One of the hardest things to deal with is the idea of docha. Is the idea of docha, right? What does docha mean when you've converging halakhic systems and one pushes off the other? Come on, what's the most famous example? Bikuach nefesh on Shabbos, right?
All right.
But even the idea of taking a body and treating it in such a way violates the halachic norm of kavod ames. Now, they're not over nisser, By saying, but through the perception of the people, they're going to say, what do you call it? What's going on over here? This is the... Okay, so it says you hang them on the eights. Okay? No. So it says hang them on eights. So what do I think that means? What? Okay, so eights means what? Eights means it doesn't matter if it's what? If it's in the ground or not in the ground. Okay? That's what he's saying. Shomei ani, bein talish, bein mechubar. Right? It means when I'm a lomar. Ki kavor, right? Okay, but you have to know the whole pasuk. Ki kavor tik bereno. So that's a kafal lashon, which means it's double. So what does that mean? Misheino. No. Misheino mechusar ela kavura. Okay? What does that mean? Why do you learn from this that the gallows should not be in the ground?
To match the body, because the two words, like, the one is referring to the body and the other is referring to the
rest. No. Or what's the upshot, though? What do you have to do as soon as, what, ki kavor tik bereno, right? Right, so what's the problem if it's stuck in the ground? You got to take it out of the ground, right? You don't want to start dealing with that. Guess what gets buried with the body? The gallows. All right? So Yatzazeh. So right, this is going to exclude when it's actually stuck into the ground. Because what's required there? You have to cut it off. You have to cut the guy off, right? And then you can bury him, right? That's not good. So according to that way of learning, right? So if Yossi Omer... That's your cue. Rav Yossi Omer. What does that mean? Right. A person who the only thing left, the only thing missing is burial, right? That excludes Shemechusso, Tlisho, Kvura. Right? Ravana, now what are Rabbanan going to say? What's Rabbanan's response? What does that mean? Terrible answer. Which means what? Rashi says, "Ein kan chisar maisa." Right. The fact that it's stuck in the ground. Right. So you have to dig a little bit to what do you call it? Get the gallows out and bury him. Right. That's not considered like a maisa. What kind of machlokas is this? According to Yossi, I agree. According to Yossi, it's got to be out of the ground, right? Because ki kavor tik bereno. Because there can be no interruption between getting him off and getting him into the ground. You got to get him into the ground, right? Chum say, don't worry about it. Just because it's stuck in the ground, it's, again, literally, the Gemara says, Talisha lav klum hi. Okay? Rashi, ein kan chisaron maisa. Well, what kind of machlokas is this? The Rambam says in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Parak Tesvav Alacha Tes, ein tolon al ilan shem amechubah lakarka. You don't hang him on a gallows that's stuck into the ground. Ela ala talish. Okay? Kedei shelo yeh mechusar ketzitza. She'etz shenitla alav nikbar imo. Because the gallows that he's hung on gets buried with him. Okay? Why? Shelo yeh lo zikaron ra. So shelo yeh lo zikaron ra. Right? So there won't be a bad remembering of the guy. Okay? V'yomru, and they'll say, zeha etz shenitla alav ploni. So we don't want someone to go by and be like, oh, there's the gallows that they hung, what do you call it, Granicon. Okay? So we bury the gallows with the guy. If we leave the gallows out, what's going to happen? I'm going to come along. Like, oh, I remember that gallows. That's where Granick was hung.
But isn't it that we want to, like, quickly bury him?
See, I think what Sean's hitting, what the Rambam's talking about. See, the problem of leaving the gallows out, right, is that, see, and it really reflects this entire, like I've said all along, this tension Chazal had with trying to figure out how to balance the fact that you have to degrade the corpse against the idea of Kavod HaMeis, right? Once you're done with the Taliyah, okay, what has to start taking place immediately? Which means that, right, we're right back in the Kavod HaMeis again. Now, the problem with keeping out the gallows, at least what the Rambam is saying, is that what are people going to say about the mace? Okay? If they saw the gallows, what are they going to think about? They're going to look at the gallows and they're going to say, because they're going to look at the gallows and look at Granick, not as Granick, but as a bad guy. Right. And we need to start getting out of that realm. We have to start transitioning. Part of Kavod HaMeis, the idea of Kavod HaMeis is, you don't look at him anymore as the guy who was Megadev, right? You look at it as Granik. There's some good in Granik, right? Meaning we have to get out of looking at him simply as a walking chait and into as a person, right? So if the gallows were left out, Sean is right. If the gallows were left out, so now what's going to happen is that now that impinges on Kavod HaMeis being able to be expressed. So that leads to the idea of whether they're linked or not. You understand? So what you're saying, we'll get to that concept. Because if you're telling me, if they're linked in that way, then of course it can't be Mechubah. Right? Because you want it, you want that all buried. It's intrinsically tied to the mace itself. Very good. Very good.